I'll tell you, a lot of troubles in the world, and there's a lot of temptations in the world. What do you do about them? I mean, we encounter them every day. You win some and you do lose some, right? But if you have this vision in your heart of what God has done for you, that, more than anything else, will bring you strength. And how do you get this vision? You get this vision by anything else, the way you do anything else. How do you learn a language? How do you learn a skill? You immerse yourself in it. So you'll be reading the scriptures, especially the Gospels and the Psalter. Those are the two that you absolutely should read every day, really. And immerse yourself in the truth of the gospel. And then the truth of the gospel will be more important than the whispering and sometimes the shouting of the evil one in your ear, that you should do this or think this or think that, or that everybody's doing it so you will too, or that you're just too tired, and all the rest of those excuses. Those are very difficult things to fight. But if you have a vision, if you have a purpose, that's how you fight and how you put off the lust of the world. Just saying, I'm not supposed to do this thing because it's commanded, that is not going to cut a whole lot of water. It's just not going to happen. That's a legal way of looking at it, and it only goes so far for a person. Some people have a very strong will, and just based on that, they can be good. But most of us, the vast majority of us, we need vision. We need to see something and believe it fully. And this is what St. Titus is talking about, the Apostle Titus is talking about here. We are washed and regenerated, which means we were dead and now we're alive again. It's like it's a resurrection. It's a resurrection of the soul and the body before there will be the final resurrection of the body, because of course the body will eventually die. But the soul will not after baptism if we put off the worldly lust and all of the things that are not according to God. You have to have a vision. You have to see this in your mind's eye. It has to be the thing that directs you, the thing that gives you purpose. In my experience as a pastor, now for 20, I think it'll be 24 years after, in March, will be the anniversary of my ordination. In 24 years, I see that most people, they might try to be Christian, but they don't have this vision. It isn't in their heart. It isn't something that is always present and always motivating them. When I celebrate things like Theophany, Transfiguration, Pascha, the Nativity of Christ, and sometimes even just reading a Psalter, the Psalter on a Tuesday morning, there's this thing that wells up inside me, this joy that I, a sinner, am born to become great. You and I are born to become great. We're very small right now, but we won't remain so. We'll become great. We'll become holy. We'll become fire, because God is fire. So we will be fire like He is fire. He is light. We will be light like He is light. We will share in His energy. This should be a motivating thing for you. So when you read this epistle of Titus, and I hope you do, I hope you read it 4 or 5 times a year. It's very short, by the way. It would only take a few minutes. When you read this epistle, there should be something inside you that just gives you this energy. Yes, I can do this now. I can forgive this person now. I can work a little bit harder at fasting. I can get better at saying my prayers, having a better prayer rule and a little bit more organization to my prayers. I can struggle against this passion or that. I can come to church more often. I can do the things that are godly. You have to have a vision to do it. Now, I'll tell you, sometimes things don't turn out like you think they will. I had no idea I was going to talk about vision today. But this is the most critical thing. To be honest with you, every single sermon that I give, I am trying, in my poor way, to impart to you this desire, this resonance. I use that word a lot. Resonance that happens in your heart, so that you would have this, the Spirit of God welling up within you, and that you'll be more than a conqueror if that happens. Doesn't matter if you have your problems, your sins, your difficulties. If you have the vision of who you are, nobody can take that away from you. That's what we're celebrating today, is that in the baptism of Christ, he has made it possible for us to be filled with the Spirit. And that should be omnipresent in our life. So do something about this. Cultivate this vision. If you are distracted by this or that, then get rid of it. Or at least try to do as much as you can to do less of it. If you can get rid of it, that's best. I told you the best way to turn off a TV is with a brick. That's the best way. But if you can't use a brick, at least turn it off. And cultivate this vision. If that resonates in your soul, you'll be saved. May God bless you and help you in all things.